While dozens of Oklahoma bands drove several hours to play South by Southwest, two Stillwater natives only had to drive a few miles. That's because they've lived in Austin for 8 years. Singer Daniel Pruitt and guitarist Garrett Hellman grew up in Stillwater from an early age. They played in the band Shiloh Fivecoat and both went to Oklahoma State University, Daniel studying English and Garrett electrical engineering. After moving to Austin, they formed the Hot Pentecostals and still maintained some Oklahoma connections, releasing a split 7-inch record on an Oklahoma City label with former Norman band Cheyenne. After Hot Pentecostals disbanded, the two eventually formed Lord Buffalo. Although they prefer the terms mud folk and psycho stomp, they're probably more well defined as dark, psychedelic folk music. I hear touches of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds and The National in their songs. Lord Buffalo is playing 5 shows this week, including an official South by showcase on Saturday night. With so many bands in Austin, Garrett says they've come to realize that they have to play music for their own enjoyment.
We're playing 5 shows this week, and it can be painful to lug your equipment all over Austin, but it's fun. You know, that's why we're doing it. And so I think enjoying it, there's like an authenticity that comes across. Bands that work hard and like to do it, and that's definitely not every band in this town, because it's so easy to be a band. And in fact, like, throw up a rock and you'll hit someone who's a guitar player in a band in Austin, you know.
Austin also has vastly more places for their band to play than their former hometown of Stillwater, but Pruitt says that also makes it very difficult to stand out.
I mean, it's a totally different dynamic. The nice thing about coming from Stillwater, even though there wasn't a whole lot of places to play, is that there was a really strong sense of community. So the people that were in town that were into what you were doing, or just into the same kind of thing and were doing it themselves, there was a community there. Here is larger. You can play, you know, every night of the week if you want to, but some of that community does get lost in the bigger city. But it's a great place to have a band and get your band tight, because you can play so much. But it is tough to get people to care about a band in the city and come out. But I think it's, you know, there's pros and cons to both.
More information on Lord Buffalo at lordbuffalo.com. That does it for my coverage of South by Southwest 2014. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need a nap and a foot massage. In Austin, Texas, Ryan LaCroix, KOSU Music.